Go for it.
Brett Fenton from Melbourne IT. I was also part of the Outer Board for a number of years. I've sat on any number of panels over these times, and probably like Josh, I would say that I deeply love Outer, I love the namespace, and I have appreciated the opportunity to shape it. I've heard a lot today about we're here to listen, we're here to take feedback, it's the kind of feedback we need, this is great. How we got to this point was a majority of members in this organisation, a number of members in this organisation called a special meeting. A majority of members in this organisation clearly indicated they were going to vote to remove the chair of the organisation, and now we're listening. The feedback, most of the feedback you have been presented today has been given to you over and over and over. And then, I'm incredulous to hear that, thank you for the feedback, that's great. That feedback has come again and again and again. And it's little things. I don't care about the board minutes. I just don't, But people obviously are passionate about it, and the fact that you're dying in a ditch over this says something about the direction of Outer today, how we got here is, I'm just shocked. I've seen a lot of stuff here which has basically no substance, I'm sorry. I work in an ASX-listed company. I work in a culture of compliance. This is my day job. This is just buzzwords and fluff. So what I'm going to ask the board is, the members have, in their majority, asked for the chair to be removed. He resigned before that vote was taken. Can you reaffirm to me, as a board, your confidence in the CEO?
Absolutely. We have absolute confidence in the CEO.
Individually?
Every single board member?
Well,
absolutely.
The position of the board is that they have absolute confidence in the CEO. But taking your point from before, Brett, I know you've been in the industry for a very long time, and you've mentored me to a certain extent over the years. I've learned a lot from you. What we can say is that have we done everything perfectly? No, we haven't. Have we made mistakes along the way? Yes. Could we have been more inclusive? Absolutely, yes. And whether it's late or delayed, whatever it is, we're here. Where there's a bit of mea culpa here. We do want to hear from people. We do want to make it right.
Yep. What I would say on that, Aaron, is I've heard a lot of that today, and that's fine. But it's been a lot of you tell us what you need. The members have clearly spoken that the direction of Outer today is fundamentally broken. They are asking you to change that direction. Saying tell us what you want, I don't think is the entire solution to that problem. I think Outer has to give a clear indication of the direction that they want to take to engage their membership. We've acknowledged today that Outer is a membership-driven organisation. I think everyone in this room wants to know what Outer is going to do to change moving forward.
Yeah, and the change tomorrow starts today. We need to formalise, I think, an engagement process to continue this two-way discussion that we've started today. And that's something that the board is going to be taking away from today's discussion and formulating something to better engage with members and hear it. And it's people like you, Brett, that we need involved in that process. You're very well respected by, I'm sure, everyone on the board and the industry generally. So, we can learn from our mistakes.
I have two final questions. We've talked a lot, Cameron, you talked a lot about governance and change and the role of transformation. And again, I think any organisation that takes a new management team, new leadership, will go through that period, and it's a very normal thing, But there's been quite a whispering campaign, I think, initiated. I think it's the implication today was that the whisperings happened in the membership. I would say that I've had whispers from the board and management about the sins of the past, the behaviours of the previous board. We're told today that there is the ongoing forensic accounting process. I think we need to put this to bed. Will the board commit to the time when that process is going to end and the results will be made public?
At this point, we can't make a commitment until we receive all of the advice from the independent experts and also legal advice on the topic. We have director's duties, and we need to ensure that we execute those duties properly. And as part of doing that, we will seek advice from independent people and our lawyers. But as Cameron said, we will commit to keeping the membership informed as to the progress of what we do in that regard.
I've got to accept that answer, Aaron, but obviously, you know, working in a company that engages consultants on a fairly routine basis, the scope of their work is encapsulated, and generally there's a start and a finish date to that, and it's generally clearly understood what that entails. You know, to hear that it's open-ended, you know, I think will perpetuate the whispers and really does damage to the entire industry, but I think certainly reflects poorly on the board. And I've had that feedback from international participants, you know, who have received that, you know, by way of ICANN. The very final thing is, you know, we've talked a lot about governance and how important that is. And you know, there's been quite a lot of, material which has been dredged up about the appointment of Michaela Richards and personal relationships that she may or may not have had with Cameron. And then Cameron's position in interviewing her to take our independent directorship. I understand there was a demand class membership. I apologise. You know, I understand that there was a third party, but also would understand that Cameron would have interviewed or potentially interviewed. So I just wanted to get an understanding of what went on in that, because, you know, again, if you're going to propose that Outer, you know, is governance rich and you know, these questions don't get asked, I think, you know, the members, you know, are probably entitled to, some commentary on that.
Yeah. What I can say is I can't comment on people's relationships, but there's no conflict of interest if you know somebody. I know a lot of people in this room. That doesn't create a conflict of interest. But what's important here is that all of the independent directors who have been appointed, their CVs stand up to scrutiny. Their CVs stand up to a process and stand up to a description that was put.
I take that point for the independent directors, Aaron. We're not talking about independent director.
Well, the same rigorous process was engaged in for the casual vacancy.
Okay.